Next item on the agenda, 3A, Town of Rocky Mount.
We have two consent agenda items placed before you. One is versus Rocky Mount, the second would be the main verse.
I think we ought to take those separately.
Correct. In the case of Rocky Mount, they're asking for authorization to retain 33 cubic yards of riprap, intake and outfall ramps that were extended or constructed, and two riprap jetties, as well as two floating markers above the dam at the Blackwater River in Franklin County. We have subjected this to a public interest review, and there were no objections. Actually, prior to conducting the work, the county called staff, explained the emergency need of the project, and the fact that it was prompted by two fatalities. Staff advised them that we really couldn't issue the permit, but we would, and they would need to submit the after-the-fact application, which they did. It is something that we believe the commission would have certainly approved, but because of the need, because we were informed and the emergency situation, we're recommending that you approve the after the fact, but in this case, without the imposition or the agreement of any civil charge or triple permit fees.
You and I had some discussion last week about after the fact permits and things like that. I just want to make sure that these specific after the facts, which are emergency in nature, do not fall into the same pile as those individuals that request after the fact simply because it's been more convenient.
Correct. It's an after the fact. They didn't have a permit, but the circumstances are markedly different between this and someone who proceeds in the absence of
right.
a permit.
Absolutely.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Fox.
Perhaps there should be a procedure for processing such things in a more expeditious manner than normal, so that we wouldn't have this as an after the fact thing.
Care to comment on that, Mr. Graham?
We recently did one for utilities, a general permit. I'm not sure how one would develop a general permit or multiple general permits for structures that or conditions that would, you know, merit it. Could it be done? Yes, but it's not something that we have done for certainly, you know, a general permit for emergency situations where there was a fatality or a kind. I mean, there's we could do it. I'm not so sure that it wouldn't be more problematic than merely subjecting it to the public interest review, bringing it to the commission. I mean, certainly the county in this case is not being tarred and feathered for having proceeded. I think they did what they needed to do and, in fact, had called, you know, in advance. There was just no way to...
I mean, they did everything right.
Yes.
And they did everything as quickly as they could and as promptly as they could.
Let me help a little bit, and I'll be the one that won't be as diplomatic as Bob is. There are certain situations where there have been, whether it's a locality, whether it's some other public entity that has decided collectively in a certain environment that they think that they should do something. Once they do that, the adjoining property owners who are their constituents really don't like the way that it was done. So there's a fine line, I think, that we toe here, Mr. Fox, Bob, doing it this way and Mr. Grab making it quite clear that they haven't done anything wrong, they've done the best they possibly can, and going out and authorizing carte blanche authorizations without the benefit of public interest review and things like this. So we have looked at that. And as Bob indicated, the general permit that was requested by the Virginia Association of Wastewater Management, VAMWA, whatever, Virginia Association.
Municipal Wastewater Agency.
We work with them to alleviate this type of problem. So it's a fine line as to where we go, but at the end of the day, except for it's got those nasty few little words that we really don't like here after the fact, It still accomplishes the same thing, but your point is well taken. Any further questions? Item 3A is before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve item 3A.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins to approve 3A. Is there a second? Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. 3B, please, sir.
3B is Mr. and Mrs. Robert Mainberg, and they're also requesting after-the-fact authorization. This is to retain 89 linear feet of riprap revetment that was installed adjacent to their property along Quia Creek. Mainberg's actually applied for the joint permit application for this revised application in August of 2008. They went through the process. Stafford County Wetlands Board issued their permit or approved it in September 15th. It was unprotested. We were recommending approval. Administratively, we drafted the permit. We sent it to the Mainbergs for execution in October of last year, October 28th of 2008. Several years ago, in response to this, the commission actually had staff put in the cover letter, bold, capitalized, an entire paragraph that says, here's your permit. It's not valid until it's signed by the commissioner or his designee. You pay the permit fees. And this was done because people got the draft documents. They thought they had everything. So we sent that to the Mainbergs, never received a response. We sent a second letter in May of this year reminding them that we still hadn't received the permits, which is something we'll do after it goes to applicant for payment for a period of time. Received no response. In June, staff was conducting a site visit and found that the riprap had, in fact, been installed. At that point, notice to comply was sent to the Mainbergs. We can't, at the staff level, do anything. Yes, it was a technical violation, but we had told the Mainbergs in the notice to comply they really had two choices. They could submit it, an after the fact, or they could remove the structure. In September of this year, we received a letter from the Mainbergs explaining why they didn't submit the permit documents. In their letter, they specifically said that they had contracted with Mr. Brad Martin, a contractor with which the commission is familiar. They thought to complete the permit process. They thought the contract involved paying the fees, although we had mailed these permits to the Mainbergs. We didn't mail them to an agent. We didn't mail them to the contractor. We mailed them to the individuals. And in the information that they submitted, there was no indication that the contract fees met state fees. It was clearly delineated that it was, the wetlands fees. So we gave the Mainbergs really, again, the authorization that the only thing we could do was bring it to the commission as a restoration hearing. They could agree to a civil charge because we felt there was a minimal environmental impact. In fact, it was something that we would have processed for, the permit. But because of the repeated warnings and the letters, we thought that they certainly had full knowledge and were aware of the fact that they needed the permit. So we were recommending triple permit fees. They agreed to the $600 civil charge, the $75 permit fee. So the project, if the commission allows it to retain, will cost them $650 more than it would have had they done it a year ago. So we are, since it's something that we would have recommended, and we're in the process of issuing a permit, recommend that the commission approve that and agree to accept that civil charge and issue the permit. It does still raise the question of the contractor. As you know, we're continuing to compile information on Mr. Martin, and I anticipate this will be one of the things that will be brought to your attention when it's brought back before you.
Any questions, Mr. Grab? Mr. and Ms. Mainbork here.
We had told them that they really didn't have to come if the...
I sure would like to have something under oath as far as the file is concerned, but that's okay.
Well, they submitted it's in writing that Mr. Martin was the contractor.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
We've got that in written form.
All right. Further questions? Matters before the commission for action. Mr. Robbins.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve item 3B.
With the triple permit fee and $600 civil charge?
With the $600 civil charge and triple permit fee.
Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion carries. Thank you, Mr. Grab. Next item on the agenda is number 5, Sam Daniel 09-069. I'm sorry. Is there any need for closed meeting?